All eyes in the music world will be on the Brit Awards tonight, of course. Lots of speculation and lots of, I'd say record companies and the like. And in every household, there'll be arguments and arm wrestles about who's better than who and who deserves to win. Arm on the spot is Joe Mickelchuk. Joe, how you doing?
Hi, Johnny. How are you?
Oh, fine, mate. Fine. Sounds very busy there.
Yeah, it's, the Brits, isn't it? Year on year, it's getting bigger and bigger. It's certainly now only second to the Grammy Awards in the music world. And here at London's O2, the world's press, you say that, don't say that lightly, the world's press have turned out here. They're setting up the cameras, the journalists from all stretches of the world to see this show tonight. The fans as well are camping outside waiting to go in. So it's just got that build up to a really, really, really big night in the music calendar.
Yeah, but it's become more and more crucial over the years, Joe, in that, you know, given the sort of, the downsizing of the record industry generally, if you win a Brit Award, the boost in sales is almost instant.
Yeah, I mean, winning a Brit now, it's the prestige, of course, and, you know, these music companies aren't stupid, are they? Every song here tonight, you can download the live performance straight after they've done it. So, I mean, winning a Brit Award is a big deal to... It's not just that as well. I mean, the Brit Awards used to be about getting the big American stars over here, but now the big stars are British stars. When you think of One Direction, Mumford & Sons, The Wanted, Adele, I mean, it really is a great time for British music, the best maybe in a generation, and these are the biggest stars in the music world. So performing alongside them, being at this event, is just a big deal, full stop.
Yeah, there's lots of speculation about all of the awards, but are there any that you feel you'd be confident in predicting?
Can you ever predict a Brit Award? I mean, I wouldn't put it down and say definitely, but I think Emily Sandé is going to have a big night. She had a really big year last year, of course, performing at the Queen's Jubilee and also the Olympics. She's up for three awards tonight. One of those is that Best Album, which is traditionally the biggest and last award of the night. And I think tomorrow morning we could be talking once more about Emily Sandé. And if it wasn't someone we knew, I think another person we could be talking about, another group, sorry, is Alt-J. They burst onto the scene. They've had a whirlwind 6 months, really. They're also up for three awards, and I think tomorrow morning a lot more people could be knowing about this band.
Yeah, and the Brit Awards will have done its launch to success business again, you know, because they're relatively unknown for a lot of the mainstream, but because they're on the awards tonight, it could be massive tomorrow then.
Exactly, and you know, it's not just Alt-J, it's like Tom O'Dell. He got the Critics' Choice Award a couple of months back, and people who win that award literally become overnight superstars and break America and play the big festivals. I mean, it really is a springboard to going A-list for a lot of bands who perhaps and artists who, you know, aren't that well known by the mainstream public, performing live on national TV. It's a big deal.
Yeah, it's going to be, listen, I'm going to put you into a corner here. Best British single, what do you think? Any thoughts yourself?
British single, I haven't got the nominations in front of me. Remind me, Johnny.
Well, Adele, Skyfall is in there, for instance. Coldplay, Rihanna.
Adele, yeah. Skyfall.
Yeah, you're going Sky. No, because
I would plump for Adele, because I also think Adele's going to pick up the Oscar on Sunday night for that performance of Skyfall. It's getting us all singing, isn't it? If you hear Skyfall, you break your voice up and you go, let the sky fall. Yeah, we all do it.
Yeah, it could be a massive week for Adele. Well, listen, Joe, thanks for taking the time to speak to us, mate, and good luck. Enjoy yourself this evening, okay?
Cheers, Johnny.
Thanks, mate. That's Joe Mickelchuk from Sky, who taking the time to speak to us.
The door on the latch, if you ever come back, if you ever come back.
sign.